I'm Jim Ladd, and we're back again with the world premiere of the new box set from the Jimi Hendrix Experience. Now, we're going to kick off this segment of the show with a kick-ass version of the song Fire. It's an extraordinary performance, but the great story is that it was recorded in front of just 600 extremely excited college students, shocked that this now superstar had actually been booked to play at their school.
Well, his manager continually, you know, underestimated how popular Jimmy had become in the U.S. As many people know, his first tour of the U.S. was opening for the Monkees. And then this college tour was booked thinking that let's get him before college kids, they'll understand him and they'll get into the record. And by that point, Are Your Experience had just become a major album in terms of its popularity. FM radio, as you know, had really embraced Hendrix as an artist, whereas AM, Hendrix was too hard. Underground FM in the United States just embraced him, and that helped to feed into the explosion of popularity he enjoyed. By the time they got to gigs like Clark University, I mean, they were overwhelming these, you know, handful of college students who, you know, were just amazed at this artist that they had never heard before. And Fire was a great example of that.
You know, one of the things that people miss most about Jimi Hendrix is the very thing that is missing from most rock concerts today. It's called spontaneity. Like the Grateful Dead, the Doors, and even the Stones at that time, a rock show was much more of a spontaneous happening, unlike the slick, calculated productions we see today. Bands got on stage and jammed. They took chances and they improvised. This meant that anything could happen at any moment. And more importantly, the concert you saw tonight would not be the exact same show that you would see tomorrow. It made these performances truly one-of-a-kind events.
if you listen to Johnny B. Goode on disc four, you know, again, it's Jimmy just saying, you know, well, Johnny B. Goode, what the hell? And it's just a way of kicking off the show. You know, it isn't like he leads with this hit because the light cues are all programmed. And, you know, he's just, he feels that this is what this audience needs and he needs on this night to get the show off on the right foot. And I think that that's one of the things that has been lost. And I think makes Hendrix so enjoyable is that there is always this sense of unexpected excitement that anything can happen. I think that his legend was built in the U.S., particularly after Monterey, that, you know, he could smash a guitar, he could burn a guitar, he could play all night long, he could jam with people. And I think that fed into the excitement of being part of a Jimi Hendrix concert. Unfortunately, that, you know, not many groups have followed in that tradition. It seems today that groups prefer a much more safer, controlled environment, almost like a Broadway show that plays night after night, and there are no surprises. And I think in reality, it was surprises like Johnny B. Goode that are often some of the most memorable things that you have.
I don't know, what I could do, a little loose jam type of thing. It's Johnny B. Goode, what the hell?
Thank you.
Next up, we'll hear from Mitch Mitchell talking about Jimmy's love for the recording studio. That and more when we return on the SFX Radio Network.
Buy the new Jimi Hendrix Experience 4-CD box set at Best Buy and get your ticket to exclusive online content, including rare video and screensaver at BestBuy.com. Go to www.BestBuy.com or see the display in-store starting September 12th.
Good night, Prevotella. Good night, Actinomyces. Good night, Streptococcus.
Germs. Millions of them. They've been building up in your mouth all day. And some of them can even lead to the gum disease gingivitis. Say goodnight with Listerine. Just 30 seconds of Listerine before bed kills germs, even germs that can cause gingivitis. Use Listerine every night and go to sleep with a healthier mouth. See your dentist. Use as directed. When brushing and flossing aren't enough.
Saturday, 1400 hours. Army Reserve exercise. Your unit must locate a new water supply for a small town. In under 2 hours, water from a lake is treated and made safe to drink. On Saturday, you learn to handle pressure in the Army Reserve. So on Monday, it's easy back at college to handle a certain biology professor.
Your answer, please, Miss Perez. The class is waiting.
Plasma, sir.
Excellent.
Serve as little as 1 weekend a month, 2 weeks a year. Earn money for college. Visit the Army Reserve at GoArmyReserve.com. Paid for by the U.S. Army Reserve.
Where is the next generation of women leaders? The ones who blaze trails and fire our imaginations. Who laugh at words like can't and never. Where are they? The same place they've always been. Girl Scouts. Where girls grow strong. Call 1-800-478-7248 today and mentor someone remarkable.
Baby, nobody does ribs like me and my KC Masterpiece Barbecue Sauce.
Is that right?
Mm, thick and rich with molasses, garlic, spices. See for yourself.
Well, bring it on.
My royal secret for great taste in ribs, nothing but KC Masterpiece. No other barbecue sauce need apply.
Baby, you're the king of the cold.
Mm-hmm, me and KC Masterpiece.
Hot.
Say it like you mean it. Bow to the king. That's right.
KC Masterpiece Barbecue Sauce. When you're serious about great barbecue.
I'll have a 16-ounce soda.
I'll have a 48-ounce bucket of cola.
Notice how we're drinking more soft drinks than ever?
Yeah, I'll have a drum of pop.
A lot more. And probably not brushing right after. Chew on this. Chewing Trident after sugared soft drinks can actually help prevent cavities from forming. When you're not free to brush...
Can I just stick my head under the spigot?
Chew on this. Trident.
You're listening to the Jimi Hendrix Experience on the SFX Radio Network, where you can now find us on the web at sfx.com.